I'm Denora Prevost. I'm a student at USF St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. Ray Arsenault is a longtime history professor at USF St. Petersburg. A renowned historian, he's written books on the history of St. Petersburg, the 1961 Freedom Riders, and singer Marian Anderson. Arsenault's latest book, Arthur Ashe: A Life, is the first comprehensive biography on the famed African-American tennis player. We're joined by Professor Arsenault today. Professor, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you.
What was it like writing a biography about someone who's been gone for 25 years?
Well, it was quite an adventure. I've been working on the book for almost 9 years, and it was a much longer and more difficult project than I ever could have imagined at the beginning, but very rewarding, dealing with modern America's most remarkable figure, certainly in the world of sports, but even broader than that.
Why didn't you decide to write Ashe's first comprehensive biography?
Well, this is really the third book in a trilogy of books that I've written over the last 20 years. The first was on the Freedom Riders, the civil rights activists of 1961, and the second was on Marian Anderson, the great singer. And I guess I was a little greedy. I was looking for a third, and my tennis partner, when I was in graduate school, he was born the same year as Ashe. He was African American. He was a great tennis player, and he idolized Ashe, and he always talked about him. And so I had a longstanding interest going back to the 1970s. So it was a sort of a natural thing when I realized that no one had written a biography of Ashe.
Which important people in his life did you interview?
Well, his widow, Jean Watusimi Ashe, was a great help. And I interviewed his family, his sister, and his brother, and many figures from the tennis world. Cliff Drysdale, the white South African who became Arthur's great friend, and Stan Smith, another great friend. Charlie Passerell, who was his roommate, another great player from UCLA. John McEnroe. Many, many figures from the tennis world of the 1960s and 70s and 80s. And those interviews, I think, added a lot to my understanding of who he was and why he was so special. And he was sort of the Jackie Robinson of men's tennis, but he was Jackie Robinson without a Willie Mays or a Hank Aaron or a Frank Robinson. He was alone, and that, I think, placed special burdens on him.
What can today's athletes learn about activism through Ashe's legacy?
I think they could learn a great deal. I think Ashe would take a knee, but he would do so in a polite way. He wouldn't showboat. He wouldn't lose his temper. Or he wouldn't lash out at anyone. He would simply take a firm stand. You know, I wish he were still around. I think he could add a lot to the debates about sports and culture and race.
When are you unveiling the new book?
Well, the official publication date is August 21st, which is a week before the U.S. Open. And we tried to time it to coincide with the U.S. Open this year because this is the 50th anniversary of the first U.S. Open. And Arthur Ashe was the winner of the first U.S. Open in 1968. So there's going to be a lot of, I think, commemoration, celebration. I'll be doing some book signings at the U.S. Open and other events around the Open. I very much hope to introduce him to a new generation of people.
Professor, thank you.
Pleasure.
You can find the link to Arsenault's book, Arthur Ashe: A Life, on our webpage at wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Denora Prevost.